الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فلا مضل له، ومن يضلل فلا هادي له. ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الذين قالوا ربنا الله ثم استقاموا تتنزل عليهم الملائكة ألا تخافوا ولا تحزنوا وأبشروا بالجنة التي كنتم توعدون. نحن أولياؤكم في الحياة الدنيا وفي الآخرة، ولكم فيها ما تشتهي أنفسكم ولكم فيها ما تدعون، نزلا من غفور رحيم. صدق الله العظيم. My most respected brothers and elders, سيدنا عمر ابن الخطاب رضي الله تعالى عنه used to say, مات فلان ومات فلان ولا بد من يوم يقال مات عمر. He used to say, certain person has passed on, somebody else has passed on, mort has come to certain person, there will be a day most certainly when it will be said that Umar has passed away. Namutu wa nahya. A person says, when we sleep, it is as though we have left this world. Allah, out of His kindness, gives us life in the morning, so we have life again. Namutu wa nahya. Wala budda min yawmin. Namutu wa la nahya. But there is definitely the day that will come when we will pass away and we will never rise again. Therefore, we make shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He has given us life this morning after observing the month of Ramadan. Allah has given us the ability today to be alive on the day of Eid. How many people were with us this Ramadan and yesterday they passed away. They are not with us today on Eid. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned, من أصبح منكم معافا في جسده آمنا في سربه عنده قوت يومه فكأنما حيزت له الدنيا بحذافيرها. That person who rises in the morning having these three qualities, number one, he has a sound body. He hasn't risen in the morning with a stroke, with a heart attack. He hasn't risen in the morning unable to see or move. آمِنًا فِي سِرْبِهِ. In his self, he's got security, protection, in his road, his family. In the وُقُوتُ يَوْمِهِ, he's got sufficient amount of food for the day. So such a person, it is as though the whole world and whatever it contains has been gathered for him. In other words, he is the king of the world for that day. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has been so kind to us. As we have been repeatedly mentioning and discussing and revising, Allah has bestowed us with so many countless of bounties. And we have to express our gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala verbally and also by means of our actions. And verbally, we read the dua, Allahumma ma asbaha bi min ni'matin aw bi ahadin min khalqik. فَمِنْكَ وَحْدَكَ لَا شَرِيكَ لَكْ فَلَكَ الْحَمْدُ وَلَكَ الشُّكْرُ. Ya Allah, whatever bounty I have woken up this morning with, and we know the number of bounties we have risen with this morning, or any of your creation, O Allah, the bounties that you have given us this morning, it is only from you. It is only from you. And you have no partners. All praise belongs to you only. All gratitude belongs to you. فَلَكَ الْحَمْدُ وَلَكَ الشُّكْرُ. Whoever has read this dua, then he has fulfilled the shukr for this day. That is the verbal shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah, out of His infinite mercy, His fadl, His kindness, Allah gave us the entire month of Ramadan which we observed. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept the month of Ramadan that has passed. Every single ibadah that took place, the fasting, the taraweeh salah, the tilawat of the Quran, the dhikr, the zakat, the sadaqah, whatever little we have done, the du'as we made, that the tahajjud salat, the different nawafil, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept all this ibadah of ours. May Allah overlook the deficiencies, the shortcomings, the insincerity. May Allah accept those who went for Umrah. Allah, out of His kindness, gave us this month. And what is the message for this morning? It is the same lesson that we learned in the month of Ramadan. And that is to attain true taqwa in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What we have gathered is the noor of taqwa in our hearts. So the various ibadah that we did, especially the fasting, because we suppressed our desires, our egos, our passions, we underwent a spiritual training, an excellent program that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala provided for us, in which despite temptations, we curbed all those tendencies. We fought our nafs. We did not become slaves and to our passions and our egos and our whims. We reminded ourselves that Allah is watching. We had this Allah consciousness in us. And even those things which are normally permissible for us, but during the day it was prohibited for us, we refrained from all those things solely for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So what we have gathered is the noor of taqwa. And ulama have mentioned various benefits and fruits of taqwa. وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهِ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا. That person who fears Allah. And of course, I'm just giving a very loose translation of taqwa. Actually, taqwa means that person who does all those things that Allah has commanded him to do, and he refrains from those things that Allah has prohibited him from. So whoever has gained that taqwa, Allah makes an opening for him from all types of misery, from all types of grief and pain and worry. يَجَعْنَهُ مَخْرَجًا. He's in a very tight situation. And a very small incident I will mention. Auf bin Malik al-Ashja'i radiallahu ta'ala comes running to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he says, my son has been kidnapped by the enemy. And his mother and I are naturally very concerned. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tells him, adopt taqwa. And recite in abundance, la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. Immediately, they abide by the instructions of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And within minutes, the son Salim radiallahu ta'ala manages to escape. The enemy fell asleep. He managed to break loose. And as he was escaping, he saw a whole herd of camels. And he drove those camels along with him. And he comes into the presence of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And he explains how he succeeded in escaping from the enemy. But the question was, then what about the herd of the camels? What does he do? Is it permissible? Allah sent down this verse. وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهِ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا. That person who fears Allah, Allah makes an opening from every difficulty for him. And وَيَرْزُقْهُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَحْتَسِبْ. Allah provides for him from unseen sources. And this is our iman and i'tiqad and belief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's promises. Allah provides for the person who is muttaqi from unseen sources. Things that his mind cannot comprehend. How did I receive this from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Then, وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهِ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مِنْ أَمْرِهِ يُسْرًا. Whoever has taqwa, Allah makes his matter easy for him. His matters become very easy for him. وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهَ يُكَفِّرْ عَنْهُ سَيِّئَاتِهِ. That person who fears Allah, Allah wipes out his sins. Allah obliterates his sins. وَيُعْظِمْ لَهُ أَجْرًا. Allah increases his rewards. إِن تَتَّقُوا اللَّهَ يَجْعَلْ لَكُمْ فُرْقَانًا. If you fear Allah, Allah will give you ilm and hikmah, the ability to discern right from wrong. فُرْقَان. الْفَارِقُ بَيْنَ الْحَقِّ وَالْبَاطِلِ. You will understand this is truth, this is falsehood. If you have the taqwa. ثُمَّ نُنَجِّي الَّذِينَ اتَّقَوْا. Allah says in the hereafter, we will save those who had taqwa in this world from the fire of Jahannam. إِنَّ لِلْمُتَّقِينَ مَفَازًا. For those who had taqwa in this world is success for them, places of success in the hereafter. إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُحِبُّ الْمُتَّقِينَ. Verily Allah loves those who are righteous, those who have taqwa. إِنَّ اللَّهَ مَعَ الَّذِينَ اتَّقَوْا. Verily Allah is with those who have taqwa. Ulama have mentioned very many benefits from the Quran, the result of taqwa. So we have accumulated the nur of taqwa in our heart. And our elders, or mashayikh, or ulama explained very beautifully. After a person has gathered water, especially in times of drought, in a massive huge container, you made a great effort in collecting this water and preserving this water in this container. For an entire month you protected and preserved this water, which you need desperately. There's water ration. May Allah Ta'ala remove the drought in different parts of the country. So after making a concerted effort, you underwent pain, struggle. It wasn't a very easy task. In fact, it was a very challenging, it was a daunting task. And you succeeded to fill this entire container, which has a few outlets in the bottom, taps, for you to open whenever you require. But if you open all those taps and you let the water escape, would you not be classified as a foolish person? That you made all the effort, you collected the water, you have preserved this water in this container, and now you're going and opening all those taps and letting the water just run through. Exactly like that, this taqwa and the benefits of taqwa that I mentioned, which we have gathered the nur of in our hearts. Now, the month of Ramadan has elapsed. And the real test comes here to see how much of this nur that is contained in our heart are we going to preserve? Or are we going to open these eyes and let that nur just flow out and escape by looking at haram? Are we going to listen to ghiba again and music in haram? Are we going to let our tongues indulge in ghiba, slandering, arguing? Are we going to let his hands touch haram, feet move towards haram? And let all that nur that we acquired after such a great effort just escape within seconds, within minutes, within days. إِنَّ لِلْحَسَنَةِ نُورًا. Sayyidina Abdullah bin Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhuma says that verily good deeds has nuran fil qalb. When a person does a good action, be it salat, be it dhikr, be it tilawat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has or places nur in the heart because of that particular deed. وَزَيْنًا فِي الْوَجْهِ. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala even brings beauty on the face of the person who is muttaqi, who has done good deeds. إِنَّ لِلْحَسَنَةِ نُورًا فِي الْقَلْبِ.
وَزَيْنًا فِي الْوَجْهِ وَقُوَّةً فِي الْبَدَنِ.
And Allah even gives him some physical strength and power.
وَسَعَةً فِي الرِّزْقِ.
And Allah increases and Allah gives him barakat in his rozi.
وَمَحَبَّةً فِي الْخَلْقِ. And Allah puts the love of this person into the hearts of the makhluq. Converse to that, وَإِنَّ لِسَيِّئَةِ ظُلْمَةً فِي الْقَلْبِ وَشَيْنًا فِي الْوَجْهِ وَوَهْنًا فِي الْبَدَنِ وَنَقْسًا فِي الرِّزْقِ وَبَغْضَةً فِي الْخَلْقِ.
A person who is doing wrong, he persists in evil, he does not make sincere tawbah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the lessons of tawbah, we repeated, may Allah grant us tawbatan nasuha. It was emphasized almost every day in Ramadan to turn to Allah. And Allah is most forgiving. And Allah is most merciful. But if a person doesn't care, and he persists in sin, so sin causes darkness in the heart. It takes away the beauty of the person's face even. It causes him weakness in the body. It even causes a decrease in his rozi. In other words, there'll be less barakat or no barakat in his rozi. And Allah will put hatred in the hearts of people for such a person. Hence, respected brothers and elders, after the month of Ramadan has passed, what is imperative is istiqamah, to be steadfast. All those lessons we learned in the month of Ramadan, we still have to apply those lessons in our life. If we slip, we make an error, we make a blunder, turn again to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Don't despair. Do not lose hope. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned so beautifully, اتَّقِ اللَّهَ حَيْثُ مَا كُنْتَ. Wherever you are, whether you are at home in front of your family, whether you are in privacy, whether you are traveling abroad, whether you are at your workplace, اتَّقِ اللَّهَ. فِي اللَّهَ سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَى حَيْثُ مَا كُنْتَ وَأَتْبِعِ السَّيِّئَةَ الْحَسَنَةَ تَمْحُهَا. You did an evil deed, immediately do some good deed. Person does a wrong, you make tawbah, and immediately you do a good deed, the good deed will wipe out the effects of that evil deed. تَمْحُهَا. And lastly, Rasul said, وَخَالِقُ النَّاسَ بِخُلُقٍ حَسَنٍ. And deal and meet people with good akhlaq. And this is lacking in all of us. For most of us, Allah forgive us. Allah grant us to akhlaq. The manner in which we speak with people. The manner in which we deal with people. We're not prepared to overlook and forget. People make mistakes. They ask for forgiveness. We must have that large heart to forgive. وَلْيَعْفُ وَلْيَصْفَحُ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أَلَا تُحِبُّونَ يَغْفِرَ اللَّهُ لَكُمْ. Don't you wish that Allah forgives you? Hazrat Mawlana Zakaria rahmatullahi alayh, his khadim had repeatedly doing some mistakes, and Hazrat had warned him several times, but he still made the same mistake. So at one occasion he became angry with him, and the person asked for maaf. So Hazrat said, how many times must I make you maaf? Hazrat Mawlana Ilyas rahmatullahi alayh was upstairs, that's the uncle of Hazrat Shaykh rahmatullahi alayh, overheard this. He said, Zakaria, unko itna maaf karo jitna tu chahta hai ki Allah tujhe maaf kar de. Forgive him so many times that you wish Allah forgives you. My respected brothers and elders, time has already expired. It is this Mubarak occasion. May Allah grant us a joyous Eid. But remember the limits of Sharia. Let us not in our joy transgress the laws of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And do not forget the ummah at large, especially our brothers and sisters in Syria, Palestine, Yemen, Qatar, and so many other places, and especially the African countries, Somalia, Malawi, so many places. They hardly got any food. There's famine, there's drought. May Allah Ta'ala change the conditions of the ummah for the better. May Allah unite our hearts. May Allah give us the noor of taqwa and istiqamat, steadfastness after the month of Ramadan. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.
اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله ولك الملك كله بيدك الخير كله إنك على كل شيء قدير. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. اللهم ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. اللهم إنا جئنا إلى بيتك راجين رحمتك موقنين في إجابتك رافعين أيدينا إليك. اللهم أجب دعاءنا ولا تخيب رجاءنا يا سميع الدعاء يا قريب الإجابة يا مجيب المضطرين إذا دعوك رحمن الدنيا والآخرة ورحيمهما. نسألك بأسمائك كلها ما علمنا منها وما لم نعلم أن تغفر لنا ذنوبنا أجمعين. اللهم اغفر لنا ما قدمنا وما أخرنا وما أسررنا وما أعلنا وما أنت أعلم به منا. أنت المقدم أنت المؤخر لا إله إلا أنت. اللهم أعنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك. اللهم ارزقنا قربك ورضاك وحبك وحب نبيك وحب من يحبك والعمل الذي يبلغنا حبك. يا سميع الدعاء يا غاية رغبتنا يا خالقنا ويا رازقنا أعتق رقابنا ورقاب آبائنا وأمهاتنا من النار. اللهم أنجي المستضعفين من المؤمنين والمؤمنات في كل مكان. اللهم ارحم أمة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. اللهم اهد أمة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. اللهم اغفر لأمة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. اللهم انصر واحفظ أمة نبينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. اللهم ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. اللهم تقبل صيامنا وقيامنا وعبادتنا وتلاوتنا يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم إنا نسألك من خير ما سألك منه نبيك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ونعوذ بك من شر ما استعاذ منه نبيك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. أنت المستعان وعليك البلاغ ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.